Okay, so take blame here because I didn't manage to get across the message, but I was going to ask if people could just have a look. This more opposite. People could have a look at this Tosfos, yeah. So if you could open your Gemaras on Kaf Gimel, Ahmed Aleph, this top Tosfos, yeah. And maybe I don't know. Maybe we'll see if we can speak some of this through, or just maybe outside, actually, you know, whatever, yeah. But just to start off with, yeah, let's throw out a question, yeah. So most of the time this is not going to be so practical, but let's imagine for whatever reason you're on Yom Tov, yeah, and you want to light a Yahrzeit candle, right? So most of the time it's not going to be relevant because of course you'd probably light it before Yom Tov, right? But let's say for whatever reason, okay, yeah, exactly, yeah. Let's say you forgot, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's about Yahrzeit candles, so yeah. Also, you know, Louis Nishmas, yeah, of the people, the Kadoshim who unfortunately killed. Okay. Anyway, so you want to light a Yahrzeit candle, yeah? and basically, so the question to throw out there is, can you do that on Yom Tov? Right. So that's what we want to kind of think about in the back of our mind. So. Now, the Gemara, the context of the Gemara of this Tosfos, yeah, starts on Kaf Beis Amud Beis, yeah, and then going on to Kaf Gimel. So we're talking here about the smoking fruits, right? And the question is that permitted or not? So we know there's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, right? So Rav says it's not permitted. So why is it not permitted? So there's a discussion, and Rav Huna and then kind of Rav Nachman, they both end up saying that there's a problem in Mechaber, right? That when you're going to put these kind of, the way you do is you put these kind of incense onto a kind of coals or whatever, onto some kind of, you know, fire, right? And that's gonna put out, the first thing that will do is kind of put out the coals a bit, yeah? And then after that, you have the mavi, the incense itself will kind of get burnt, yeah? And that will then kind of infuse a smoke, you know, I guess, I don't know how it's done, but then that will go into the fruit, yeah? So you've got two things, right? You've got mechaber, right? And then it ends up being mavi. So basically, both of these are not permitted on Yom Tov. Why? Yeah, because even though you might have thought, according to Rav, because even though you might have thought to say, yeah, but you're doing it for eating purposes, ochel nefesh, right? But we know that according to Rav, he'll say that doesn't count, yeah, because it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, right? It's something which, according to Rashi, is kind of like an extravagant luxury, you know, that is not something which we consider as being shavu b'chol nefesh, yeah? Right. So that's basically the background. And then comes along at the bottom of Kaf Beis, yeah? Amar Rabbi Huda. So he says, well, wait a second, there's a distinction to be made, yeah? He says, al gabi gecheles, it's asa. If you're going to try to get these kind of, the smoky fruits by putting the incense onto coals, that's asa. But he says, Al-Gabi Cheres is Mutter. If you're going to put these incense onto this really, really hot, heated up piece of pottery, yeah, that's going to be Mutter. Okay. So what's the difference, yeah? So the answer is, because when you put them onto the hot piece of pottery, there's no Mechaber. Okay, that works out very nicely, yeah? But we have to ask ourselves, yeah, but what's happened, right? Not to the Mechaber part, but what's happened to the Mavi part, right? Because the incense there is, this is a very, very hot piece of pottery. It's the incense in themselves is going to get burnt, yeah? So, and we've said it's, you know, according to this opinion, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, right? So, why aren't we concerned about Havara, about Mavi? So, Rashi, of course, we know, addresses this problem, yeah? At the top of the Daf on Kaf Gimel, Rashi says, yeah? So the reason why it's not Mavir is because this is kind of done with a shinui and it's kalacha yad and somehow kind of everything comes together and it kind of, it's okay, yeah? So Tosfos, yeah, and that's the background I wanted to speak about. Tosfos has a different approach, yeah? So if we look at Tosfos inside a sec, yeah? So I'll read inside. So he says, right, al gabi kecheles mutter. Right, Perush Rashi, Mishum She'en Kan Kibui, right, V'i Mishum Havara, Havi Havara Kel Acha Yad, V'shari La'asosu B'yom Tov. Okay, that's Rashi. V'havara Rabbeinu Yitzchak Piresh, yeah, Shehapi Havi Havara, Kedarkam. No, this is not really considered, this is, you know, the incense is going to be burnt up in a kind of normal way, yeah, you know, on a hot cheres, yeah. Umim Makom Makom Sharia, still it's permitted. Ooh, a new concept, yeah? Havara, when it comes to Havara, right, even if it's not for any need, yeah, it's permitted to do on Yom Tov. Now, I say that's a new concept, right, because, you know, aside from the fact that we've said, you know, we need to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh, I mean, here, usually we anyway see there has to be some kind of need, but here we're saying that Havara is kind of like, it's, I don't know, whitelisted, I don't know what the term is, yeah? Havara is a kind of malacha which you're going to say can be done without any limitations on Yom Tov, right? Not even with, yeah, it can't even, it's not because of Matoch even, it's broader than Matoch. I mean, this is not even Shavu L'chol Nefesh, we're saying, right? So, V'chein Mashma B'Yushalmi, right? Mahu Ladluki Ner Shal Batala Yom Tov. So there's a concept of lighting a Ner Shal Batala. We'll have to see exactly what that is, but it sounds like kind of stum, you know, you want to play around with fire. You just want to light an air, right? For no reason. You don't need it for any reason. That's what we're going to call a Ner Shal Batala, yeah? Can you do that? So Rabbi Yosi Asa V'Rabbanan Sharu. The Rabbanan say it is permitted, right? Havara is on the white list, yeah? So let's carry on. V'tam manda asa savad havara l'chalak yatsta, right? V'hava melacha, right? V'asa l'asesu b'yomtuf, yeah? U'manda shari sava dila lav yatsta. V'havara shalo l'sorach muta l'asesu b'yomtuf v'lo havi av melacha. It is not considered an av melacha. Now, this we're going to need to stop and explain quite a bit, yeah? And this is quite interesting. And this is, I think, one of the reasons why I think of doing this is because it's a general klal that you might see come up elsewhere. I've seen it recently in Pesachim, for instance, yeah? So there's a concept, yeah, of yatsta, right? That it's kind of, it's brought out. What does that mean? If you look at the Torah, right, we know that the Torah doesn't explicitly speak about all the 39 melachas, right? And we know really the 39 melachas are learned because of, you know, a connection of the Mishkan, yeah? But there are certain malachas that are explicitly spoken out, right? Well, this malacha itself, yeah? You should not light a fire on Shabbos, yeah? So that's what we mean yatsta. It's kind of singled out and explicitly stated, yeah? And the question is, why is, right, lighting a fire yatsta? Why is it singled out, yeah? So there's two opinions, yeah? One opinion is l'chalek yatsta. And the other opinion, as we see in your Tosafos, is l'lav yatsta. So if it's l'chalek yatsta, what that means is, yeah, it's actually teaching us a klal, right, that l'chalek, which means to split up, yeah, which means that if you do lots of different, av malachas, yeah, right, and you do it b'shogeg on Shabbos, yeah, then, you know, even if it's, you know, you're not thinking and you do it in one kind of go, yeah? But since you're doing different av malachas, you have to bring different korbanos, yeah? For each av malacha. And it kind of, it splits it up in that way. So that's one opinion, right? The other opinion says, no, the reason why, what it's teaching is, it's teaching on this specific malacha, l'lav yatsta, which means that the malacha of Havara is not in fact considered, believe it or not, as an av malacha. It's actually, it's on a lesser level. Yeah, it's just a love. Oh, so now what's the relevance to here? Yeah, so the interesting thing is, yeah, so according to this, and it's spoken out in Tosafos also in Pesachim, yeah, the sheet that holds love yatsta, right, the love yatsta, that lighting a fire is kind of singled out because of a love. That love is in fact only something which means it's Asr on Shabbos, but in fact it's not considered an av malacha that would then apply to Yom Tov. So according to the Shita, it's something very novel, yeah, that there is such a Shita being brought here, that in fact Havara is kind of, like we said, kind of whitelisted. It's completely permissible on Yom Tov, no problems, yeah? You don't need any no qualification, so to speak, yeah? And that's how Tosafos is therefore explaining Rabbi Yehuda, yeah? Just to point out, then the other opinions that weren't saying that far, right? And we saw Rav Huna, yeah, and Rav Nachman wanted to say no, yeah, that they were talking about coals, but they were saying that there's a problem of kibui, and there's also, as I said, so also ultimately there's also a problem of havara on the incense, yeah. So that's because, yeah, the simple explanation the Maharam Shif and others explain is because they argue and they're holding halacha lemaisa. That it's l'chalek yatsta, right? that it's not been brought out in order to downgrade it to a love, but it's teaching another klal of the chalak yatzta. And in fact, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out quite nicely, if we link it to something before, if you think back a bit, yeah, that there was a statement which, in the same name of Rav Huna, which said, yeah, that if you're in a difficult situation, right, and you haven't made an error of tafshilin, you're allowed to do the minimum needs. And what were the minimum needs? One of the things he said you could do was one light, right? Well, the fact he's talking about one light, clearly, you see, Rav Huna's shita is that you can't just light things stum on Yontif, yeah? So anyway, that's a nice consistency, yeah? The Rav Huna's shita is, yeah, that there is a malacha of Havara on Yontif. So anyway, so that's the machlokas. Now, what about then how we come out with this, yeah? So Tosis carries on though, yeah? Before we get too excited and think, oh, we can do Havara, you know, there's no problem at all. He says, Mihu hasam ka'ama lo teso velo tishri, right? But the Yushami, although it brings this opinion, the Rabbanan seem to say it's complete kind of permitted, yeah? Which seemingly might have said, well, that permits it, yeah? But the Yushami comes out and says, kind of this very interesting lashon, it says, the Yushami's conclusion is, lo teso, it's not asa, velo tishri, and it's not mutter. How's that for confusion, right? Okay. So therefore, says Tosis, v'kan yesh lezaher, and because of that, we need to be careful, melasos havara shelo lesorech, yeah? That we should be careful from just stum doing lighting things without any need on Yontav. K'namina b'yushami lo teso v'lo tishturi, yeah? So that's the conclusion, yeah? So I saw actually explained that it just kind of, that kind of ambiguous lashon means that maybe it's not necessarily, we're holding actually, according to this, maybe it's not necessarily a melacha d'oraisa, but at least there is some kind of derabanan going on, and Tosfos says that it shouldn't be permitted. So that being the case, basically, yeah, that's how we paskin, actually, yeah? That we paskin that you can't light what we call a ner shel batala, right? A kind of, you know, for no needs at all, yeah, on Yontif. It is a problem, I suppose, maybe as most of us would expect, yeah?
Isn't that just a spike? Isn't that a spike in the orisa that just automatically pops in? You don't know whether it's osu, you don't know whether it's mutsa, it's a spike the orisa, and it's also sound.
Yeah, I don't know, because the way it's explained,
I mean,
was
the rabbanan talking about harava.
Yes, I mean, I'm not sure everyone agrees. I'm just, this the way it was trying to explain what this ambiguous lashon the Yerushalmi means, that lotistery is not asr and it's not mutter, which kind of meant that it was actually holding it kind of was up permitted on a derisa level, but on a derabanan level, it's, I'm not sure whether it's a, I mean, I hear what you're saying in terms of another way of saying it is it's a suffic derisa, but I think on this explanation it was just saying it was permitted derisa, but the Drabanan came along and stepped in and said, but anyway, I'm not exactly sure the lumbus there, but I hear what you're saying. We do paskin though it is asa, yeah. Although I should point out, yeah, there are shitas that are makel, right? So for instance, the Magen Avraham says that based on the Rambam, he thinks the Rambam is makel, and he says, you know, he wants to say that that yesh mi'al, the people who are makel, right, yesh lehem al mish lismoch, yeah, who, you know, they've got who to rely on. But the Bir Halacha basically says, because of the majority of the poskim don't go that way, so we do paskin ner shabatala, like the Shulchan Aruch says, is a problem. Well, I suppose the way we're paskining, according to Tosfos, you're right. You would have to say that al gabi cheres would not be mutter,
right?
Unless you come on to like Rashi saying like some kind of kilacha yad, and but Tosfos' approach is trying to say kind of a bit more,
yes,
black and white, that it's like, you know, according to this opinion, it's completely mutter.
It says keep on the bar. On
Cheres, there's no kibbutz. There's just Havara. You're right. Yeah, there's just Havara. So it would come out, according to Tosfos, that what he's saying in terms of Paskin, we don't Paskin, we wouldn't Paskin, it would be mutter. I mean, truth is, I noticed here, I haven't got any letter indicating we Paskin that on Cheres is mutter. I don't know, maybe that partly why, you know. But okay, interesting. No, good point. Yeah, to link it back to the Gemara itself.
Because the letters on Gicheles, it could be passing its totally mutter.
Ah, Oh, I see. Yeah, that's true. Yes, of course. Now, that's a good point. Of course, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we do paskin like Shmuel, it looks like, according to my lettering. I haven't checked this up. Yeah. But it's totally mutter. If it's completely mutter, it's ochel nefesh, then yeah, you're right, of course. That's no raya. Yeah, it's no raya. Okay. Anyway, back to the Ner Shabbatala. So what is a Ner Shabbatala? Right? So for Tosafos, the way he sounds it, says it, it sounds like it's kind of something which is mamish like no need at all. Like, you know, as I was joking, like, you know, like you like lighting it, you know, let's see how this lights kind of thing. No need at all, right? But there are opinions, yeah, who say, no, that really, it, you know, you're lighting it for some reason. I guess no one's quite as pyromaniac as I am. That, you know, maybe it's to, like, some people say, Ner Shabbatala is to kind of show your wealth, you know, you like... go around like, you know, let's burn candles around here, yeah? Others say, yeah, Beis Yosef brings another opinion, Rabbeinu Yerucham, who wants to say even more, and say, in fact, it's lit only for kavod, which is a bit of a sensitive thing, right? Why is it a sensitive thing? Because when it comes to, you know, Yom Tov, yeah, actually a lot of the lights that we're lighting, it could be we don't really need them for light, yeah? And it's kind of lit, the covered Yom Tov, yeah? So this is kind of getting a bit... You know, if we're saying that even something which is lit for kavod is considered like batala, it's not really needed, yeah, then that's getting a bit sensitive. But lemaisa, yeah, the Mishnah Brura says that it is forbidden to light something just to show your wealth. If you just want to, you know, impress people that, you know, you've got lots of candles that you can burn kind of thing, and, you know, wow, look, I'm going to light my house with, you know, beautiful candles, you know, show off a bit of wealth. That is a problem, yeah. But extra lighting for covered Yom Tov, yeah, even like, you know, you're lighting loads of candles and you've got lights everywhere, and, you know, that's fine. If it's a covered Yom Tov, it's absolutely fine, yeah? And interesting, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to light lights stam in shul, right? Because that's considered like a special mitzvah of the covered of the makom in shul, yeah? We don't do this, yeah? But there are some kind of shuls that light kind of lights all the time, yeah? No? Right, and yeah, before you daven it at the front, yeah, I've seen that, yeah. So that would be basically that would be permitted on Yom Tov, yeah. So if you go onto these shuls and see people, well, actually, you won't see people lighting a match. We should point out you can't light a match, but if you see them like, yeah, lighting a thing, don't go, oh, Ner Shabbatala. That's permitted, yeah. So okay, well, let's get back then to our original question. That's how we're going to end, yeah. What about then lighting a Yahrzeit light, yeah? So now we hear, yeah, is a Yahrzeit light really, you know, you're not doing it for any kind of lighting need or anything like that. Your mum is just kind of lighting it for a Yahrzeit light. So is that permitted, yeah? So the situations might be where you forgot to light it beforehand, or maybe a two-day Yom Tov, yeah, on the second day, right? So, you know, maybe you'd want to light it on the second day. Can you do that, yeah? So Be'er Halacha actually addresses this question, and he says there's an order of kind of priority of how one should do this, yeah? Interestingly, this is, you know, very interesting, yeah? He said the best thing to do, interestingly, yeah, would be to light that Yahrzeit light in shul, right? If you ever thought about that. Now, I find that quite interesting, because I don't know if the shul itself doesn't light lights, but does that matter? I'm not sure. But anyway, that's the ideal, yeah? You come to shul, and you'll light it in shul, and then it's like, look, also it's kind of like covered the shul as well, yeah? So that's the kind of the best way to do it, yeah? Second best, right, interestingly, second best, yeah, is to light it in the place in a place where you're eating, so that, you know, it's also kind of additional light there, yeah? But bottom line, the Be'er Halacha says it is mutter, though, if you can't do any of those, it is mutter to light a Yahrzeit light. And he says because it's kind of considered, it's not considered Shabbatala, basically, according to this. He says it's a form of mitzvah because l'chvod avosav, yeah? It's being lit... not kind of like stum lighting, but the covered of the neshama of our ancestors, of the forefathers, yeah, who we're remembering, yeah, and that is considered a chashuv kind of thing, and that bottom line is that does permit it, yeah. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Thank you. What's the result of smoking for?